Evening, everyone. I want to welcome you to tonight's March 24th, 2025 regular city council meeting. Would you all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing on this city and wisdom as our city council makes its decisions tonight. And now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, I'd like to welcome everyone and open up the microphone for public input tonight. If we have any public input, please raise your hand. Yes, Linda. Please state your name and address, Linda, and then you have up to 5 minutes.
There's 1960 West Hampton Road, and I just want to be here to give you a positive input on the Sand Cream Festival. It was wonderful. Thank you for supporting it. I think it does so much for our community. This was the first year I volunteered, and I'm going to do it again. But the people that came into the city were happy. They were smiling. They were exercising. They were going to lectures. I was really impressed, and I just wanted to say thank you to all of you for supporting it. And kudos to all those people that put it on. They do a heck of a job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? If not, we'll move along to item 1E, which is roll call. And for the record, all council members are present. So I'd like to move to the approval of tonight's agenda.
I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Our item 3 is our consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve our consent agenda tonight?
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And let's move to our current business. The first item is 4A. Accepting an agreement with NAC Architecture for aquatic facility feasibility study and design services. I just want to confirm the project manager, Brooke Hanley. Brooke, you're present tonight on the phone. Your picture.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. All right, I'm going to introduce the process that we followed and just if you would remain on the line to answer questions, we'd appreciate it. So last year we closed our swimming pool due to unsafe conditions. After further investigations, we found that improper pipe installation caused leaking conditions and that requires significant repair costs. We filed an insurance claim and recently were denied in a letter from the city's insurance risk pool on January 31st, 2025. And that was due to wear and tear and other exclusions in their policy. In the meantime, we formed last summer a community committee to facilitate a public process to plan for an aquatic facility and receive public comment. Now our next step in this process is to hire an architect to perform the following tasks. The first task is an initial project planning. Task 2 is needs assessment. Task 3, findings and visioning workshop, concept architectural design. Task 4 is operations assessment and cost analysis. And task 5 are presentations. The first major deliverable that the committee had asked, and I know the community wants to know, is if they would examine the existing facility and determine if we can save it and at what cost. And the second major deliverable will be to offer the public an alternative concept design with pricing options. So we've also attached the NSE Exhibit A scope of work if you guys need more detail. As far as the budget, the city council approves the $150,000 for the swimming pool this year. The city also has a capital budget appropriation request before the state legislature in the amount of $1.2 million. And the legislature will hopefully finish their work in April. However, I got a message from Emily late last night, and she said that we'll probably hear about our capital budget request for the pool this week. She did also mention that capital budget requests were 10 times the amount of money that they had. So we just have to keep that in mind. But as soon as we know, I'll let you know. So we conducted an RFQ, and a panel of city employees and the pool committee chair conducted the interviews. We interviewed two firms, one from Seattle, one from Spokane. Our selection is NAC Architecture, and that was unanimous because of their experience in Eastern Washington and their overall project team. Contract terms are hourly with timelines and a not to exceed limit. Contract was reviewed by the city attorney and approved as to form, and the staff recommends approval of this contract for services. And now I'd like to open up for questions, City Council.
So, Sean, are we going to use the $150,000 we appropriated to cover the $115,000?
Yes.
Okay.
So the $1.2 from the legislator, that would be also for remodel, not only for new.
Either way.
Either way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's absolutely no insurance money at all?
He said it was wear and tear. And, mm-hmm.
Even for the way it was installed?
Yep.
Wow. What a racket.
So I guess a recourse would have to go back to the vendor who constructed the facility, if they're in existence, for the improper construction of the original pool site. That would, what Rizzo will say?
That was 17 years ago. This will put us in a really difficult position.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd probably be pretty hard to sue them for
this far out.
Yeah, for negligence and, you know, I mean, because every step of the way we accepted the work that was being done. And once the work was completed and we paid the final payment, we owned it.
As is.
I'm just, you know, I'm surprised that there wouldn't be some sort of insurance. No, I mean, you know, what had to happen in order to make it insurable? Did the sides need to collapse, or, I mean, what was it that?
Well, I mean, like I'm just highlighting this, but it was basically they deemed it wear and tear, and they have other exclusions in the policy. So that's the bitter pill that we have at the moment. We'll evaluate our coverage at another time, but for now, our focus is on getting the community a pool, and this next step is hiring our architect. And I think I'd like Brooke to give you a couple of minutes to tell a little bit about yourself and your firm and how you plan to approach this project.
Okay, I can do that. Does everybody hear me okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brooke Hanley, and I am a principal architect at NAC Architecture. We've been working in cities around Eastern Washington now for a while, working on pool designs and pool construction. We've also done multiple feasibility studies for many cities across the state, and so very familiar with this process, and we have a team of consultants who are experts in their fields, and so we also work alongside them to make sure that we are, you know, giving you the appropriate information so you can take the next steps forward. So we really look forward to working with the City of Othello and exploring if the existing facility is capable to be saved and worth saving at this point, and also looking at potentially other options out there that you might be considering, and working with the Aquatics Task Force and the community to get that feedback as we work through it. Is there anything else you wanted me to touch on, Sean?
Well, I think that when I was, you know, reviewing the scope of work, I saw where what I want the council to be aware is there's a pro forma as part of this, which is a fancy way to say that they're going to study the feasibility of us at whatever level that let me back up. We asked Valerie today, we had a committee meeting for Park and Rec, and we asked Valerie, I said, how is the pool, is it big enough for what we have now? And she said, not to swim, if you just want to jump in, if it's a hot day, she said, there's hardly any room in the pool to swim. And they pack the lazy river, they pack the rest of the areas of the pool. And so I wouldn't be surprised as we come back and we go through this process that we're going to need some kind of expanded option. But the thing is that means it's more cost, and what cost can this community afford, and what cost will this pay for? And this is what the pro forma and or the feasibility study is about. It isn't just about designing a pool. It's also about a feasibility study as to what this community can support, and that's what will be recommended. So let's say that we have visions of high diving boards and separate diving area and all kinds of fancy bells and whistles. But then when Brooke comes back and says, that's $20 million, folks, we're not going to be able to, we would not be responsible for putting something like that in front of the community unless the community really wanted it. But she will keep us, she'll help keep us on track as to a balance between the interests of the community and what we can afford to pay for and what we can operate. So those are the things that we're getting with this feasibility study and the proposal. So does that cover it, Brooke, or is it a little more than that too?
Yeah, I think that was a good explanation as well. As Sean mentioned, we have a business and operations consultant who is specializes in aquatic and rec centers, and so they have a long history of working on these and understanding what the cost and revenue can be. And so we'll work with them to, you know, help pick the right options for each, you know, existing or new concept that we work on. And then each concept that we do work on, we also have a cost estimator who will give us, you know, that high level cost for construction and then for all the soft costs that go along with that. So then you can understand, you know, just about how much that is going to cost. And then we'll work with the city on those financing questions as well.
Thank you, Brooke. One of the things that Brooke and I talked about was if we cannot build on this particular site what we want, or what the community wants, and or it's not safe to build a multi-thousand gallon pool, I asked her if we could have a concept for having a splash pad in that location if we move and decide to move the pool somewhere else. So that's also in the consideration. I think that we, you know, We could probably do a splash pad for less than the one that we did in Kiwanis Park because we already have certain elements there. But I think that would be nice. But that, again, that's up to the city council. That's up to the community. But I just wanted to open up that option to the city council that if we do build a pool somewhere else, we're going to have to do something with that site. And that seems like because of all the activity and the amenities that we have in Lions Park, that would be a really nice additional amenity. But again, we need funding and we need to go through this process. So there were also timelines on this, Brooke. I can't remember. Can you, Spencer, can you pull up the Exhibit A?
December 25.
Is that when we're going to be done with the process?
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what I wrote in there. I think we can be, you know, complete with all of the steps and the presentations no later than the end of September.
Okay. Is there any additional questions, City Council? Not, I'd entertain a motion to approve this contract with NAC Architecture.
I'll make the motion to approve the contract for services with NAC Architecture for $115,560 for feasibility study and design services per the Exhibit A attached to the contract.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Now I'd like to move to the next item on our current business is adopting a resolution authorizing the mayor to execute a purchase and sale agreement for property with AJ and Jody Ochoa.
Mayor, excuse me, sorry. I'd like to go back to the consent agenda. I just noted something and I don't know how to go about it and Hillary's here, so I'd appreciate her input, but I think Councilman Garza, maybe it'd be good for you to recuse yourself. From
consent?
Yes.
Well, mine's in the current business, so you guys must have moved it up. I rebooted mine. So you moved it up.
Yeah, it was in consent. So you were planning to do it, yeah. So we moved it earlier today to consent under 3D. So I think we would need
Councilman. You could make a motion to remove it from the consent agenda, and he could just recuse himself on that one.
That was a little garbled, Hillary. Could you say that again, please?
Someone could make a motion to remove just that item from the consent agenda. He could then vote on the consent agenda, and then you could vote separately on the one item.
Do we need to withdraw the motion?
You could just vote the initial asking us to down.
I'm having trouble hearing her.
So item 3D on the consent agenda is the item at issue?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was on there from last week, but it was on the current business.
Yeah.
And then we moved it up to consent agenda.
So, okay. So Hillary, you're asking that you're saying we could, do you want us to completely withdraw the consent agenda motion and
redo it?
Yeah.
And then redo it and highlighting that,
I would,
item 3D.
Can you hear me? I would move
yes.
to withdraw the motion to approve the consent agenda in the first course, vote on that. Second step would be move to remove this one particular item from the consent agenda, vote separately on the consent agenda, which everyone can then vote on, and then vote separately on the item with the conflict, and the one council member can recuse themselves from that vote. I think that's four steps. I wasn't counting.
Got it. Yeah. So
thank
first
you.
We need
yeah,
a motion.
I got three.
So first we need a motion to withdraw.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to withdraw it from the consent agenda.
Well,
3D.
No.
So I think who made the motion on the consent
Angel
agenda?
Did.
He did.
No.
So, no.
Mr. Mayor,
okay.
Make a motion to remove the motion to
withdraw.
Withdraw the motion to vote on the consent agenda.
And then you can
so he withdraws that motion.
I'll second that.
All right. So we have a motion to withdraw the motion on approving the consent agenda. All those in favor of withdrawing that initial motion, say aye.
Aye.
Now I recuse myself from the consent agenda.
Yes.
Move that item to current business.
And now, Mr. Mayor, make a motion to remove item 3D from the consent from tonight's consent agenda.
I'll second.
And move it to current business.
I'll second that.
Okay. Seconded. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. And now, I'm going to call that item 8.5. And so item 8.5 is now on the current business. And the current, and that is, we're going to have a motion on that separately, and that's the acceptance of the Sand Hill 6.
Still, we still need to approve the consent agenda.
Now we need to approve the consent agenda with just the three items.
All right. Thank you. Need a motion to approve the amended consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the amended consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you. Sorry.
Now.
Just wanted to catch. Now and not fix it later. Thank you.
Okay. So now the, I'm going to call it item 4A.5, which is the acceptance of the Sand Hill Phase 6 infrastructure. I need a motion.
I excuse myself.
Okay.
Item A, acceptance of Sand Hill Estate 6 infrastructure.
Okay.
Due to conflict of interest.
Okay. So it's noted that Councilman Garza is recusing himself because of a conflict. Do you want to make a motion on the acceptance of this?
I'll make a motion to accept the item for the Sand Hill Crane.
Second that.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And now we're going to discuss this.
You should have picked up on that, Corey.
Yeah. And for the record, Councilman Angel Garza is rejoining us at the dais. And we're going to talk about this resolution authorizing the mayor to execute purchase and sale agreement for the property with AJ and Jody Ochoa. I think it's a good opportunity, first of all, for the community to understand how the mayor and the city council interact and work with each other. The first statement I want to make is that I completely agree with the city council's decision to table this decision for 2 weeks. Sometimes we get busy, sometimes we get last minute things. And over the years that I've been, for the last 11 years that I've been the mayor, and the council has said at different times, we don't like it when you put stuff right on at the last minute. And since I found out about this particular item on the agenda now before us, it was last minute. I didn't find out until Sunday. So Monday, we tried to put this together and put it on the agenda. But one of the things that I have with the city council is a relationship is such that I am not trying to hide anything from the city council. I'm trying to be as transparent as I can as the mayor. And they depend on me to be transparent. And I've learned to trust the city council because they've made good decisions over the years. And the progress that we've made in this community has only been because there's been a trust between the city council and the mayor. And this is a good example of where I wasn't present and the city council didn't have an opportunity. This is a big purchase, or I mean, it's a big dollar purchase. And we wanted to be able to, the city council made the decision to table it. And that's good. That's good government, that's good business, because if it was a good deal 2 weeks ago, it's still a good deal tonight. We didn't have to rush anything. We didn't have to. And one of the things that happens sometimes is that things get rushed. And sometimes, you know, there are things that do have a deadline, but this was not something that had a drop dead deadline. So with that, now I'll explain the issue. City in the last 8 years has been trying to establish a long-term water supply, moving ourselves away from complete dependence on groundwater. A declining groundwater source has been the city's source of water for ever since its inception. And so we undertook, when we found out about this about 8-9 years ago, we undertook extensive short, interim, and long-term planning to secure a sustainable water supply, both for our current and our future growth. The initiative aims to diversify the water sources by incorporating surface water into our supply system, reducing our complete resilience or reliance on groundwater. Phases 1 and 2 of the aquifer storage and recovery pilot tests have been completed, demonstrating that canal water can be treated to meet drinking water standards and successfully injected into the Wanapum aquifer and later recovered. Currently, we're in the pre-design phase of establishing a water treatment plant. This requires the acquisition of property in a strategically convenient location to support the development of a sustainable water supply for the present and foreseeable future. Additionally, this purchase grants AJ and Jody Ochoa a 2-year right to repurchase 5 acres of property at the corner of 7th Avenue and Lee Road at market value. Should they decide to exercise this option, they will cover the actual costs incurred by the city during the short subdivision process to create this parcel. The cost to the city of the 77.12 acres of land between 7th and 14th Avenue on Lee Road is $4.2 million plus closing costs, which are approximately, it's over $100,000 are the closing costs. I don't have an exact figure because that'll be figured at closing. The property has been appraised by a licensed commercial appraiser that's attached. And as this is a water project, city funds will come from the water fund. Therefore, staff recommends approval of resolution 2025-25 to execute the purchase and sale agreement. With that, I'll now open this up for questions.
Mayor, I have something I'd like to say on this. Under number 14 of the purchase contract, the seller's option to repurchase the 5 acres. Yes. I think that needs to be changed to fair market value, that he can purchase it back at fair market value with a minimum of $54,460 per acre.
You want to put a minimum.
That's what we're paying for. $54,460 for the property.
So if the market value was to decline, then you could buy it back for less than what we paid for it in those terms. That's so all true. Corey's saying is put a minimum amount.
And that's just what we buy it for.
And that's plus expenses.
Right, plus the expenses. Hillary, do you have any comment about that?
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Me or Corey? Okay, so what, okay, let me, can you hear me okay, Hillary?
Yes, I can now. You have a good mic.
Okay. Councilman Everett suggested that what he would like to see in this agreement is on, this is regarding the option to purchase 5 acres. We have it at market price,
mm-hmm.
and they want to set a floor on that, including closing costs.
If that's what council wishes, that's not impossible to do.
Okay. That can be done.
If that's the will of the council, maybe when you make the motion, add that to the end, say in a form substantially similar to the one contained in the packet with the additional provision of ...
Okay. All right. Does anybody want to make that motion?
Or make a motion to modify the agreement, section 14 of the agreement, to include the stipulation that the floor purchase price for the property, buyback of the property, be $54,000 per acre.
Minimum.
Of. $54,000 per acre. $54,000 per acre to the whatever the fair market value at time of repurchase.
Well, basically, we're making a motion for the mayor to execute a contract with the landowner.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're saying is that as a council, we want a minimum of what we paid for it in that 5 acres. So go ahead and negotiate and get this contract, but with that stipulation.
Plus expenses.
Yeah, why do you need a minimum? Because if you go and you appraise it and it's under, we won't sell it.
There's no choice.
Land don't be
more than right here, it says he has the right to purchase it.
Yeah.
At market.
At fair market value. Okay. But if for some reason fair market value dropped, for instance, he could buy back the property for less than what we paid for it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I was thinking about something. I got you. Yeah. If you wouldn't buy it back, you'd buy it back at market value, not at that would have been great. Just in case if it drops.
And we're making a motion for the mayor to execute this contract. And what we're stipulating as a council right now today is for the mayor to make sure that we get back at least what we paid for it.
On the buyback portion.
On the buyback portion. On the purchase.
Yep.
That's only through him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He has first right of refusal to purchase
that. If it's anybody else, it's whatever market value is.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. So that your motion?
We don't have to change anything in the motion as long as you know that that's what
we're doing. It has to be added.
The end of the motion to authorize the mayor. So this is a motion to approve resolution. I'm going to read it. Motion to approve resolution 2025-25, authorizing the mayor to execute a purchase and sale agreement between the City of Othello and AJ and Jody Ochoa for the purchase of the development of a surface water treatment plant for $4.2 million plus closing costs, and in the buyback portion, a minimum of $54,000 per acre or market value, whichever is higher.
Plus expenses.
You have your motion?
That's the motion.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm going to make it. Yes.
Yes. Leave it there.
Yes.
And you can pin my name to it.
Please just leave it.
I'll second it.
Thank you. I have a motion made and second. Is any other further discussion? Or say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Let's move to our unfinished business tonight. Council, do you have some unfinished business for mayor and staff to look at? We'll move then to new business. A is a reminder to file, this is to all city councilors, to file your 2024 F1 financial affairs disclosure statement by April 15th. If you haven't done so, probably gotten an email, but this is just a reminder. 6B is a legislative report from Emily Shea of Gordon Thomas Honeywell. And 3, I didn't have on here, but I just want to remind you again of the spring cleanup. That's going to be next week, starting Monday, March 31st through April 5th, Saturday. And more details, we read a proclamation back in February, but there's more details on our website. And there's the new app now that Tanya has, the staff have implemented. And I just found out today that once we implemented that new app, the city set a record for, what was the record? For number of payments on
Express in one day. So it was over 500 payments in one day after I sent a notice saying utility shut off is so-and-so dates. Make your payments if you're delinquent. And yep.
So it's working. It's what we wanted to do. And with no further business, I'll conclude tonight's meeting at 6:36 p.m.
So on that Parks and Rec committee,
did I give up my position on Park and Rec's team?
She sent you the email.
But I know I didn't. I just remember like, you take it? Okay. Yeah. So
I've hit the scale back.
I really appreciate you explaining that out.